McDermott and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Today's Ask Me Anything is with a chiropractor whose name is Owen Dennis, and he joins us now. Good morning, Owen.
Morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Owen Dennis. I'm from Clontarf. I'm a chiropractor and I'm a radiologist.
Excellent.
We're going to ask you anything. Garrett Breed is up first on Facebook.
Owen.
Owen, my apologies. Owen Breed wants to know, what do you do? What is a chiropractor? Yeah.
A person who specializes mainly in backs and repairing or fixing fixations in joints. So when the joint gets locked up, you kind of find out what the problem is and then manipulate it as is required.
And do people have preconceived notions of what they think a chiropractor is? Do you often, do you ever get people kind of going like, hey, like, are you some kind of witch doctor?
Well, you get the problems that, everybody looks at YouTube before they come and they're kind of getting generalizations of that and they're kind of judging you against that. But, different people practice in different ways. We have a very specific sort of practice we have here that we stick to what we do well with backs and stuff and x-ray and everything else.
Right. Well, Lee on Instagram wants to know, what's the most common thing you tend to see? What's the most common ailment?
Low back and sciatica is the biggest.
Right.
And what's the cause of that? Or is it loads?
Usually trauma. Somebody over-exercising, and then as people get older, a lot of DJD, wear and tear. In there, the discs start to wear out. The wear out to get pressure on the nerve. And pressure on the nerve gets pain on the leg.
What's the age you find where you have to sit someone down, if they can sit, and say, you need to stop Olympic lifting now. You're not going to make the Olympics. So there's no point trying to deadlift three times your body weight. What's the age where people tend to have to go, okay, I think maybe I'll do something a little bit lighter?
Yeah, you can get it in both kids trying to do it too young when they haven't developed properly, or else you can get it people that are just literally in their late 20s, early 30s, especially people who've played a lot of sport and they have a lot of underlying trauma, a little bit of off-road mileage on them, and they start to tear up a lot easier.
Ah, okay, so actually the fitter people when they're younger may, as you said, have more mileage and therefore have more of a potential to present with injury later in life.
Yeah, the problem is, they're all starting to play sport and much more full contact sport at a much younger age and to a much higher level. A lot of that's happening before they were 18.
Right.
So that there's plenty of kids coming in with fractures and stuff like that you would never have seen. I'm 35 years practicing and you wouldn't have seen any of that 25 years ago.
Okay.
Callum's in Wexford. He says, would going to a chiropractor fix my dodgy runner's knee? I'm at my wit's end with it.
No. Well, as a chiropractic practice here, we don't do knees, but we do have everybody on board. We've got two physiotherapists. We've got a couple of laser specialists. We've got shockwave. We've got all the stuff, things that are accessories to what we do. But no, a chiropractor's not going to fix your knee.
There's a couple of questions in about posture. The first one is from I Love My Captain. And I Love My Captain says, any tips to correct poor posture due to working from home? I'm sure a lot of people found themselves sitting in a kitchen chair for 18 months going, this wasn't the plan.
I think the biggest change there is that people are not tending to get up. If you're working in an office, you're getting up and going to a meeting in the next office or down the way. You're not sitting in the same chair all the time. We found a lot of people now start doing their day and they're not getting up every hour or every 40 minutes and going to do something. They're sitting for 3 and 4 hours in the one position. Mm. And that's making a big difference to people, that they're getting sore much, much quicker than they would in the normal office job.
And hasn't the traditional good posture idea kind of been debunked in recent years in terms of we're not meant to be all sitting bolt upright, as if we have a book on our head? Hasn't that kind of changed a little bit, that we're actually meant to just sort of sit, as you say, comfortably, but actually move around a bit more?
Yeah, comfortably move around a bit more. The biggest trouble that we're seeing is that people using iPads and using phones and spending hours and hours with their neck bend forward and then wondering then why the hell they're getting shoulder and neck pain as well.
Yeah, I remember doing that.
bad position, you know?
Even two or three years ago, did that in Dave's world, that there was a condition being like discovered in New York, whatever, with teenagers who were going in with massive neck and shoulder pain going, what's wrong with me? And they were like, you're spending your whole day with your chin on your chest.
Well, basically. I wonder, Owen, will we just evolve in, you know, as in thousands of years, we'll just have really long necks that are kind of slumped forward.
Maybe so. Hopefully we won't even have phones by then.
Well, about posture and corrections and all that kind of stuff, the Kira in Roscommon wants to know, how do I stop slouching all the time? So is your advice to Kira, you know, yes, there are ways, or is your advice to Kira, slouch on if it's comfortable?
No.
Damn, I'm a sloucher.
I'm wearing a slouch about it, you know?
What should she do?
Say she should sit up straight and look after herself.
That's not what I wanted to hear, Owen.
She should slump herself. Ask Me Anything. We're chatting to Owen Dennis, chiropractor in Clontarf in Dublin. How many people have you seen who have injuries from carrying really heavy handbags asking for a friend, says Anonymous.
Asking for there's a lot of people. Handbags and school bags are major cause of problems there.
Right.
And especially school bags in the last 10 or 15 years have made a big, big difference. They're getting so heavy with all the stuff to lug around. But yeah, women's handbags, hanging them on their shoulder, on the same shoulder all the time.
Yeah, I suppose like a backpack, you know, the style of school bag that most kids would have, although, as you said, that is probably presenting with difficulties, at least it's kind of borne across both shoulders. But a handbag usually, as you said, lives either on one shoulder or, I don't know how they do this, on one elbow crook. And the thing weighs 47 kilos. And they're able to walk around with it.
Jim in Westport, Owen, says, when you're working with someone and their bones crack, do you find it gross?
No. That's they're cracking for a certain reason. Either they're in a situation where their joints are dry and they need supplementation to do. That's the general part. Or people just tend to get into bad habits cracking their own bones.
Yeah, what is happening when it cracks? Is it the, because I know cracking your knuckles, whatever, people say it's gas being released in between the two.
Yeah, it's not gas. It's where the tissue is dry and then you're straining the other tissue that's there. And by straining it, you're actually tearing it. And over a period of time, that's what people always say, if you keep cracking, then you get arthritis. Well, you will, because you're going to trash the joint.
Right. So then you shouldn't obviously... amateur wise, you shouldn't, if you have a friend who goes, oh, here, I'll crack your back for you, you shouldn't let them do that. Am I right?
Not a good scene.
Okay.
Unless your friend is Owen Dennis, the chiropractor.
Naturally.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Yeah. Well, I've actually never been to a chiropractor, Owen. I have been to an osteopath many times for my neck and back, and there is cracking involved there. And I love it. Like when I feel those cracks, it's like, oh yeah, more crunching. John on Twitter asks, why does cracking your back feel so good?
It releases some of the tension that's built up in it. The trouble is, if you do it as a habit, you end up, same as with your knuckles, you end up tearing joints that become hypermobile, and then it never stabilizes.
Mm.
Okay.
And how do you feel about the term osteopath? Are they mortal enemies? Or are you cool with them?
Oh, God, no. No, anybody who helps people is a good person, it is.
Excellent.
The sort of work I would do that's different to an osteopath is I'd be very much more specific. Patients come along, we take our x-rays in-house here, do all the analysis, run orthopedics. I don't do general manipulation. I do very specific manipulation for exactly what I find with all the scientific backup and analysis.
Gotcha.
We were hoping that it was kind of like Anchorman, you know, where the two different news teams meet in the car park and fight it out. We thought maybe the osteopaths and the chiropractors.
Let's get those cholesterol osteopaths.
Slash oaks.
Yeah. It's not that way with this practice.
Mel on Facebook wants to know, does and should going to a chiropractor be painful?
No.
Simple answer there for you, Mel. Shouldn't be at all.
No, it shouldn't be painful. No, it shouldn't. If it is, they're being too rough with you.
Okay. And Niall wants to know how important it is to wear the right shoes for your back.
Very important to wear decent shoes. Yes, it is. Yeah, it's like a house. You put the foundation in properly, the rest of it's good, you know?
Okay, that's interesting.
Is there anything that you would just say, you know, if I could wave a magic wand to make everybody do this from now on, their backs would be in better shape? Is there anything that, you know, classic things that people could do or could stop doing?
Well, let's go back to the old things. It's sit up properly and stop crossing your legs. We weren't built to be doing all that stuff, you know?
Crossing your legs is bad.
Yeah, well, twist your pelvis, and if you have a habit of doing it all the time, it's like the foundation, but you twist the foundation, you're going to wreck the roof.
Well, I suppose if women wear skirts, then they some would obviously feel that maybe they have to cross their legs.
Well, maybe cross it one way and then cross it the other way. But if you don't do it unilaterally all the time instead of bilaterally.
Right, gotcha. Go full John Cleese in the Ministry of Silly Walks. flicking them around.
Have you ever heard of something called a Jefferson curl, Owen?
No.
Right, so I heard this on a podcast one time. Some Olympic gymnastics coach was saying that he could rid the world of back pain if everybody got up in the morning and did a couple of Jefferson curls. Effectively, it's just kind of bending over really slowly and kind of imagining that each of your vertebrae is being, like, you know, bent one at a time, starting from your neck, going down, and effectively getting your wrists down below your toes in that kind of bent over position and then slowly coming back up. And he says, if everybody did that, then we would have pretty much no back pain on Earth. What do you think?
I think if 1% of the people could do that, they'd be all right.
You just think people won't be able to bend down
that way. Position.
fair.
Even Cork says the apartment I'm renting in has a terrible mattress. Will that totally mess up my back, or do mattresses really matter?
Yeah, mattresses really do matter. They do. If you spend a third of your life in bed, you know, why would you lie on something that's bad, you know?
Yeah, or lie beside someone that's bad.
There's a text that's just come in on 087-4100-102, no name on it, but it says, I'd like to know, Owen, what's the difference between a chiropractor and a physiotherapist?
That is a very big difference. Physiotherapists, they do great work. Basically, they're dealing a lot with the other joints that I'm not dealing with. They're doing a lot of muscle stuff. They do a lot of massage, dry needling and stuff. The work that I would do is very specific, where patient comes along, they've got a spinal problem, they've got compressions or whatever. We take x-rays on it, have a look at the x-rays, verify that they have exactly what's required. You know, it fits into our criteria. Mm. And it's a very specific type of treatment. It's not at all. If you're going to physio, a lot of sports people are going to need that, because they're going to have strains and they're going to have other issues. So it doesn't really cross over. Like, we have two physiotherapists that work in the clinic here as well. So when patients come in, and they get at the first analysis, and we have a look at them. If they're not going to fit into what I do, then I have the people at hand to hand them over.
Okay. Yoga is always considered to be a very helpful exercise, but do you ever get yogis coming into you who've pushed it too far, yeah?
Well, yeah, you get lots of them. Either they push it too far, or they just know their body pretty well, that they're able to decide or work out, you know, okay, I'm after doing a little bit too much, or I'm not getting to be into this position, can you help me out?
Mm, okay.
Okay, can you take 3 shots off my golf game by freeing up my spine?
Probably, yeah.
There
okay,
you go.
I'll see you on Monday.
Dr. Owen Dennis, chiropractor, thank you so much for taking part in Ask Me Anything today.
You're very welcome. Thanks very much, guys. Have
take
a nice
care.
Day.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave, weekdays from 9 a.m. today.